whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mag Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But let me give you another bet that I made with JP Money yesterday. JP Money is so out on the Justin
Verlander. Who's JP Money?
Okay, and I go, hey, look, man, look. Do you know how many starts Blake Snell made last year? He was awesome for like 13 or 14 starts. He made 20 starts last year, Blake Snell. Now, typically your starters make somewhere between, if they healthy all year, 32 to 35 starts. Dude, if I told Giants fans, you're going to get 15, 16 starts from Verlander at minimum, instead of Keaton Wynn, and God bless these guys, I'm not ripping them, Keaton Wynn or Tristan Beck or Landon Roop, come on, it's a more exciting, you're leaning forward to watch Verlander.
Well, we're talking about entertainment, right?
Thank you.
We're talking about entertainment value. Talk about watchability. Verlander, even at the age of 41, gives you that watchability. Now, what are the expectations? I don't know what Giants fans' expectations are for Justin Verlander. I really don't.
Here's my expectation. Start more than 12 games, because that's the over-under that my cousin set, and I think he will.
12 games?
Yes. If you look at his ERA and the innings logged over the last couple of years, last year was clearly a down year.
Yeah.
He had not had an under 3.5 ERA going back to 2014. Now, look, I know he's 42. I get that. He's coming back to a pitcher's park. Last year was kind of a weird year for the Astros and him in particular. I think he's going to bounce back. Ooh. I think he's going to be better.
So the over-under set at 12.5.
That's what Porter put. And I said I'm taking the over.
2023, he pitched in 27 games. Last year, he pitched in 17. I think that's a low over-under.
I agree.
He actually got hustled there. He should have said it at 16.5, 17.5.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think he'll get 12 starts, but how effective will he be in those starts? Last year, he struggled, no doubt. 5.48 ERA, 1.38 whip. The way I look at the Verlander signing and you're paying $15 million for it, again, I don't get alarmed because it's not my money and the Giants have plenty of it.
That's starter money. That's whatever. What the cost. We talk about market with Purdy. That's the cost of pitching.
The walk-up crowds you may get for a Justin Verlander start. The box office, people are going to talk about his wife. Who is it, Kate Upton?
Yes, it's Kate Upton, Bonte.
I know how thirsty you guys are about it. Hey, look at
I'm not the only one. Every group thread I was in.
No, don't throw people under the bus.
What?
No. What were you got to say?
Every group that I was in. We're like, yes, Verlander, someone, immediately. And Kate Upton.
Yeah, I know. Every thread.
Photos.
Yeah, we know.
Why are you shaking your head? You were a part of this. You're the one who texted us that.
No. Sam Lubman did. I did not respond to any of it.
You hit the emphasize, whatever the heck it is, exclamation point.
Justin Verlander's wife. We're going to get to know this guy.
Exactly.
You may want to come on the show.
He's also a scratch golfer.
You know,
we're not going to be posting highlights of like lowlights of his career on our social media.
Dude,
we're not going to be doing that.
We're
going to be gassing him up and propping him up as a Hall of Famer that he is. Guys.
He is, though.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Give me the old gunslinger walking into the OK Corral one last time. I'll watch that all day, every day.
He is somebody that he's going to be must watch. I'm going to look at all, now you guys got me distracted with his wife or whatnot. It'll be like, you guys are just so thirsty around here. Just like, damn, we're talking about dude's wife. And then the low lights, that was crazy because Logan Webb even replied to that. But I look at Verlander. Here's how I'm looking at it. Who's going to benefit from Verlander being in that dugout? And I look at Hayden Birdsong.
Yes.
His stuff.
I love Hayden.
His stuff. Because Harrison's a lefty, and he's throwing 93, 94. I think Birdsong is going to benefit so much from Justin Verlander. And he should be able to pick his brain, learn how to pitch, the demeanor, how to just approach hitters. I think Birdsong's going to benefit tremendously from having Justin Verlander around him.
You know, I've had the opportunity to be around Bill Lasky when he's teaching young guys how to pitch, right? Yep. And, you know, Bill played for the Giants a long time ago. He's been playing baseball forever. He made a point, and it's such a great point. He's like, look, old baseball gunslingers, as in pitchers.
Yep.
They hold a baseball in their hand every day for 40, 50, 60 years. They understand every seam, every grip, every this, every that. And a guy like Verlander has literally been holding a baseball in his hand every day longer than a guy like Hayden Birdsong's been alive. Mm-hmm. And so even if he says nothing to you, just watching his routine, watching how his mind works and how he communicates with other teammates and the catcher for the day and all that. Like, to me, I think this is such a net positive. I mean, for Christ's sake, Giants fans, who said that it's not worth the money? You paid Tom Murphy $8 million to do nothing. Do you even know who Tom Murphy is?
Nah, nobody
knows. Gave him $8 million. Just give me the $8 million.
Be nice, right? Would you give me two of those eight? Would you give me a little something?
If I got $8 million, well, the state would take a good chunk. The feds would take a good chunk. I don't think I could afford to give you the two. I would definitely give you 200 cap. I'm dead serious on that.
I'm kidding.
I'd want a point on return.
I don't, we say people are angry. And I learned yesterday, being down there at Daniel Lurie's inauguration, it was a beautiful day down at City Hall. But it just run into sports fans. Real life compared to social media is just night and day.
Totally agree.
People are like, dude, I like the Verlander deal. Low risk, high reward.
Exactly.
Whatever. He's 41 years old. It gives me something to do. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. We'll see him just add to his illustrious resume. And then you get to see him. Here's how I'm thinking about it. You get to see him pitch against Manny Machado. You get to see him pitch against Fernando Tatis.
Yeah.
You get to see him face Shohei, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. A little scary as we continue to go down the list.
Please don't.
Corbin Carroll, everybody in Arizona, the Rockies, whoever they have out there. We at least get to see him pitch against high-level batters within the division. So that'd be fun. That'd be must-watch, watching a future Hall of Fame pitcher go against Shohei Ohtani.
Don't be fooled, Taylor. I'm still disappointed they didn't get Corbin Burns. This is not a Corbin Burns replacement. No. To me, this is like a move you would have made simultaneously, regardless of whether you got Corbin Burns or not. Well, I don't think this is some like Corbin Burns replacement. To me, I wanted Corbin Burns and I wanted Verlander.
Nick in KCBS, our boy Nick Palmer, he made a great point yesterday in the bathroom. Great bathroom talk. You know Big Nick. He's a Dodger fan.
He runs KCBS.
You got to know Big Nick. Everybody knows Nick. Hey, wears a nice little sweater.
He's a winner because they just won the World Series.
He just walks over and just smiles at me. And I'm like, leave me alone, Nick. Anyway, he made a great point in the bathroom. He goes, of course you guys got Justin Verlander. I'm like, what do you mean, of course? He goes, he loves playing for teams that wear orange. The Detroit Tigers have a little orange.
Good.
The Houston Astros. The New York Mets. Yeah. Now the Giants. Maybe he looks good in orange.
Marlins next.
Well, they're orange. Southeast Miami.
Pitchers and catchers report soon, but I'm not into that. Right now, I'm into Greg Cosell's sound.
No, you were into Ricky Verlander. Pearsall. No, you're not. Because it's easy that we talk straight Verlander. I'm always into Giants baseball here. Look, this offseason has slowed down a little bit, but there's going to be – Scott Boras again, man.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
The Giants are going to make a trade. It's going to happen. I know.
Marco Luciano gone?
I would make the deal for Mike Trout. I know nobody else would. I would do it. I would trade Luciano, Matos. You don't have room in your outfield right now. Just go get – if I said you go get Mike Trout, okay, you put Ramos in right, Mike Trout in left field, just let either Jung Hoo Lee's a part of the package or he's playing center field. Mike Yastrzemski could play center field if you have – Mike Trout on the lineup. I would do the deal. I think you're an infinitely more watchable team. If you have a lineup of Adonis, Chapman, and Trout,
Is it about being watchable or is it about winning some games?
It's both.
You know, I'm skeptical on Trout, man. If Trout got traded here, I'd be excited about it because, if he did give you one healthy season, I think we'd all be gassed up. But then that could be career suicide for Buster Posey. That's the type of move that gets people fired.
But do you really think that, like, Matos, Luciano, any of those guys gives you a full season of what you potentially could get with Mike Trout?
This team is so far away.
Yeah.
They're so far away. Does Mike Trout help you win? I don't know. The Angels haven't done much winning, even with him in the lineup. Their lineups have looked very similar to the Giants' lineups. Yeah. Might as well trade Anthony Rendon while you're at it. No, I'm kidding.
We've got a third baseman.
I'm kidding. The segment was sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safe travel in the new year starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. I will say Bob Melvin, Mike Trout deal would be right up Bob Melvin's alley. That's the type of move that Bob Melvin will like. I fully believe that. By the way, friendly technicians will check fluids, wipers, lights, and much, much more. No need to get out of your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. What is coming up on the game? brought to you by Fremont Bank. Anthony Slater later on in the program. We'll have a time for him as he was traveling to Detroit yesterday. Warriors and Pistons later on today, but we'll get back into the 49ers. We've got plenty of Lynch and Shanahan sound from the exit presser yesterday down at Levi Stadium. It's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.